जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj delivered on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Verse number 45, delivered in ISKCON, Toronto.
Gopi jana bala bhala dhari
Chintayanto pritasneho Translation brought by the Divine Grace is Bhaktivinoda Goswami Prabhupada. Both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me as your son, but always know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly with love and affection, you will achieve the highest perfection. Returning home back to God, please repeat. Both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me
as your son,
but always know
that
I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly with love and affection,
you will achieve
the highest perfection.
Returning home
back to God. Perfect. The instruction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his father and mother, who are eternally connected with him, is especially intended for persons eager to return home, back to Godhead. One should never think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an ordinary human being, as non-devotees do. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally appeared and left his instructions for the benefit of all human society. But fools and rascals unfortunately think of him as an ordinary human being and twist the instructions of Bhagavad Gita for the satisfaction of their senses. Practically, everyone commenting on Bhagavad Gita interprets it for sense gratification. It has become especially fashionable for modern scholars and politicians to interpret Bhagavad Gita as if it were something fictitious. And by their wrong interpretations, they are spoiling their own careers and the careers of others. The Krishna conscious movement, however, is fighting against this principle of regarding Krishna as a fictitious person and of accepting that there is no battle of Kurukshetra, that everything is symbolic, and that nothing in Bhagavad Gita is true. In any case, if one truly wants to be successful, one can do so by reading the text of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially stressed the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Yara dekhi tarakaha Krishna upadesh. If one wants to achieve the highest success in life, one must accept Bhagavad Gita as spoken by the Supreme Lord. By accepting Bhagavad Gita in this way, all of human society can become perfect and happy. It is to be noted that because Vasudeva and Devaki would be separated from Krishna when he was carried to Gokula, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, the Lord personally instructed them that they should always think of him as their son and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That would keep them in touch with him. After 11 years, the Lord would return to Mathura to be their son, and therefore there is no question of separation.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Om Jnana Sivananda Sivananda. Chaitanya Manavesham Kavitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Yati Swapanamitam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yom Putsa Bhavena Rama Vrena Chatakrad Chinta Yanta Kritasneho Vasati Matta Temporam. So in this chapter we are reading about the appearance of the Supreme Lord. In the early verses of this chapter, we read how, in the early day, can you hear?
Yes.
Oh, fine. In the early verses of this chapter, we read how the Supreme Lord appeared. The Supreme Lord appeared in the various British times. In his transcendental form, four-handed, beautifully decorated, ornamented, wearing a silk dhoti and jewelry. He had Shankara Chakrabhata, four-handed. He had a Vidurya stone. You don't have a Vidurya stone and change its color every second. You know where you can buy it? You don't buy it in Vaikuntha Loka. You don't buy it in any jewelry store in Canada or anywhere. It's only available in Vaikuntha Loka. So the Lord was beautifully decorated and ornamented and full of hair. And the Lord appeared white. He wanted to convince his parents that now I have appeared, do not have any fear. Appeared in his transcendental form. How did he appear? He went from the heart of Vasudeva to the heart of Devaki. Why did he select Vasudeva and Devaki as his parents? So they had performed extensive austerities for a very extended period. For 12,000 celestial years, they observed strict austerity. 6 months of our only planet, and we will withdraw out of the heavenly planet. So for 12,000 celestial years, Vasudeva and Devaki did not eat anything. They ate nothing. They would only eat leaves that fell off trees and breathe the fresh air. That's one thing. Leaves that you can't breathe fresh air anywhere. Breathe the air and leaves that fell off trees. And 6 months of our early years is equal to 12 hours on the heavenly planet. So for 12,000 celestial years, they did not eat anything. And what was their meditation? What? May we have the Lord as our son. So the Lord appears and it says his own devotees as mother and father. Then as stated and stated in the earlier verses, the same Vasudeva Devaki appeared as a Vrishni in Jatapa and Aditi in Kashyapa Muni. And this was the third birth the Lord was taking from them. Now, Vasudeva Devaki, when they saw this transcendental form, they were convinced, now at last, The Lord has appeared on the planet and they became fearless. In the commentary, Prabhupada points out that the Lord was not scared of appearing in Kamsa's prison. He appeared in Kamsa's prison. And Vasudev was so pleased that at last the Lord had appeared that he mentally gave away 10,000 cows in charity. And in those days, an individual's wealth was not discovered, was not known by which car he drove or which part of Toronto he lives in. It was judged by how much land you had and how many cows you had. And Vasudev said, Vasudev mentally gave away 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmin. In the scripture it is explained that if you are ever in a position that you can't physically serve, then you can mentally serve. Therefore it says, Bhana Bhava Matato, always think of me, Bhana. In the nectar of devotion, Rupa Goswami reveals a very interesting story with regard to devotional service for Balamani. There was once a very poor Brahmana, and he was hearing a discourse by a saintly person. And in the discourse, the saintly person said, if you are ever in a position, if you can't physically serve the Lord, you can serve the Lord mentally. So this poor Brahmin always had a desire of installing deities and building a big temple. The man was poor. So how could he do it? So after he heard that discourse, he mentally built a beautiful temple. He mentally installed Radha Govinda Devi. And he personally would offer 8 aartis a day, all at the right time. He would personally decorate the Devis every day. Normally, when we do Abhishek to the Devi, as some of you may know, you take a bath every day, all of you. And the Devi is also take a bath. Of course, in France, people don't take bath for days and days. But then they have devotees take a bath every day. And the Lord also takes a bath every day in the form of Abhishek. But in Abhishek, before doing the Abhishek, we spiritualize the water. We usually, traditionally, water would be brought from the sacred river of India. And then the Vasaras was being over for bathing the Lord. But we chant mantras, and by chanting those mantras, we throw out the mantra of water, we go to Ganga, and then we do the Abhishek. So this Brahmin would meditate. He didn't want to take any shortcuts. He would meditate. He had a golden bowl. He'd go to the Ganga, bring water, going to the Yamuna, Namana, Saraswati, each other sacred rivers. Then he would personally cook for the deities every day. Personally cook. So this went on for years and years. It was all mental. Mentally he built the temple, he saw the deities, he established a golden throne, he established very high standards. He would serve a cook for big feast for the Lord every day. But it was all by mental. One day, he was cooking sweet rice, and sweet rice, as you probably know, is cooking warm, and then it cools off, and then you open it to the Lord. So he was just testing by putting his finger inside, and his feet right there cooled off. And his finger burned. Oh, how did this happen? How did it happen? And the Lord was watching this leela, accompanied by Lakshmi. So when the Pujya Brahman was surprised, how did his finger get burned? The Lord started smiling. And Lakshmi inquired, why are you smiling? The Lord then replied, they sent this special plane to bring the Brahman back to God. The Lord was so pleased that he performed mentally strict emotional service to the people. So Vasudeva and Devaki, they were in the prison. They knew the Lord had appeared. And in the Vedic tradition, when a son appears, the father gives him charity. So Vasudeva had no choice but to do mental service because he didn't want to reveal that the son had appeared. So he mentally gave away 10,000 crowns in charity to the Brahmin. So if you're ever in a position that you can't physically serve the Lord, you can always mentally serve the Lord. But don't start mentally serving the Lord and not physically. Don't start saying, oh, I've changed him around, I've changed him 6-4 hours today. Oh, how did you do that? I never saw you today. We never all mental. I distributed 100 books on Young Street. That's the only thing. And then when you're in a physical position like Vasudeva. But mentally one can meditate constantly on the Lord. We'll come to that later. So Devaki was very concerned. She was concerned that Kamsa may discover that the Lord had appeared. Of course, in her mind she knew that now that God, Lord has appeared, no one can kill the Lord. She knew that. But then nevertheless, when the Lord was appearing like a human child, she also had fear. And she offered a series of prayers to the Lord, requesting the Lord to transform himself to an ordinary child. So, you see over here, that in respect to the prayer of his mother and father, Lord has transferred himself to an ordinary child. But they knew throughout that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janma karma chame devyo. My coming and going are both divyam. Divyam means transcendental. So we should understand the Lord is achintya and he is also achyuta. What does achintya mean? Inconceivable. The Lord is inconceivable. For example, who can conceive that a child will appear with long hair, beautiful nose and sari, four arms, and decorated with ornaments? Can anyone ever dream of that? No. But the Lord can do anything because he is in there. And then he can easily transform himself to an ordinary child. So the devotee understanding is the Lord is inconceivable. The materialist and the impersonalist, when they hear about this, what do they say? Oh, this is all mythology. Hindus just follow my mythology. There's no truth in it. They will understand the inconceivable nature of the Lord. If Krishna says, Avajanti Mamala, close the food and ask for them. You will understand the transmission of nature. So the devotee's understanding is, the Lord is inconceivable. If you look at the pastimes of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord are also all superhuman. Who can conceive of a small child sucking the breast of a woman, of a woman, and the woman dies? Who can only conceive of that? And then, who are the woman who died? Who can conceive that a child, small child, will open his mouth when the Lord was playing with his friend Balaram lost, and Balaram wanted the Lord to be chastised. So Balaram went to Mother Yasoda and said, "Today we are playing. Krishna is here." Mother Yasoda said, "We have so many cows. Nandmaran had 900,000 gold ornamented cows. And the cows those days, many of them would be empowered cows who would give flavored milk. Now when you get milk, you can add flavor, you know, vanilla, strawberry, what are the other flavors? Okay. But these cows will give flavored milk on their own, and they will be served flavored grasses. This was the technology at that time. And so, Mother Yasoda said, "We have so many cows, so much milk, so much butter." Just like when Krishna was performing his butter thief activities, of seeing the butter, the neighbors would come and complain, "Your son is seeing our butter, seeing our universe." And Mother Yasoda would say, "Why should he steal from your house? Are we deprived of anything? My husband has 900,000 cows. Why should he steal from you?" And they could never prove that Krishna was stealing. So Mother Yasoda said, "We have so much milk butter at home. Why do you have to eat the earth?" Krishna said, "This is a false complaint that my brother has lodged. The laws were plain. If you don't believe it, I'll open my mouth and show you." And when you open the mouth, what did the mother see? She saw that all the universes, all the demigods, all the living entities, how the three modes of material nature work, how different living entities are experiencing the results of this karma. And then my mother saw us all there. She was bewildered. She said, "Am I dreaming? Or this is a reality?" When you go to a doctor and open your mouth, what is it inside? That's a mucus. When Krishna opens his mouth, so the whole universe. Again, to protect the Brijbasis, because Krishna used Nandmaran to stop the yoni in Vaidyajya. In Vaidyajya was being performed by Nandmaran and the farmer. Now they wanted rainfall. A farmer's success is heavily dependent on rainfall. And in India, retaliated by needing heavy rainfall. What did the Lord do to protect the devotees?
In the Govardhan
Hill. This is the gigantic Govardhan Hill. And the Govardhan Hill, it should be remembered, wasn't carried with two hands. It's not like when you are carrying weight, you transfer from one hand to another hand. You can carry any weight with the right hand, in the body's left hand, and so on. You drop it for some time on the floor. If Krishna was lifting the Govardhan hill, the entire hill, it was more than 24 kilometers long. And at that time, there was heavy rainfall, heavy storm, wind. Because Indra was very angry. He ordered them to leave on the summit of the cloud. And Krishna was able to carry next to Govardhan hill. With the smallest finger, with the nail of the smallest finger of the left hand. That's what he did. And even though it was raining heavily, pouring, it was literally pouring, the hill did not shake at all. So when he gave this story to a new father, they all said, mythology, this is all fiction. When the British were ruling India, the British were very good about it. The Mahantas were more brutal. They said, go and destroy all the temples. I don't think they did in Vrindavan. The British were more sophisticated. They had their scholars come and study Sanskrit. Then they started translating the various Vedic texts. And in their translation they pointed out, this is all mythology, fiction. It's not imagination. It's not a reality. So in order to understand that this is a reality, what do you need? Saromukhi jivalo. Unless you take the path of devotional service, you won't be able to appreciate Krishna's transcendental quality. So Prabhupada says that the instructions of the Lord are not fiction. Prabhupada in the purport very extensively talks about this is not fiction, this is a reality. And the reality is God can appear in any form he likes. Just like in the story of the Brahman and the cobra, the Brahman was an impersonalist. He could not comprehend or accept the Lord can pass an elephant to the eye of the mirror. But the cobra was a devotee. And he said, in the Lord can place a huge tree in a seed, and why can't he pass an elephant to the eye of the mirror? So, Vasudeva Devaki, they were constantly thinking of the Lord. And as a result, because they were thinking of the Lord, they could achieve the highest perfection. So what is the highest perfection? Going back to Godhead. So this principle of focusing the mind on the Lord is repeated again and again. In the Bhagavad Gita, in a chapter called Attaining the Supreme, in that chapter Krishna explains, wherever your mind is in the moment of death, that's where the living entity takes its birth. And we have the classic example of Jagat Bharat before us. Bharat Maharaj, he renounced everything and going to the forest. In the forest he saw a she-deer, a pregnant she-deer, being chased by a lion. In order to survive, the she-deer took a big jump forward, and in that process, she died, and the baby came out. King Bharat thought that it was the will of the providence that he cultivated this child. And he started taking care of the deer. But unfortunately, he got so involved, so attached, that even if the deer was out of sight for a minute, he would get an anxiety. So one day, while he was searching for the deer who was out of sight, what happened? He died. Then he had a daily birth in the body of a deer. But because he had also done service, he didn't have to stay for long in that body. And then he took his birth. In the Brahmin family, he was born a dead father. So the point is, never your mind is in the moment of death, that is the time of falling into death. The Prabhupada says in the program, never think of the Supreme Lord as an ordinary person. Then Prabhupada goes on to focus on the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada's whole purport is dedicated to the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says, Krishna departed, but left his instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is not different from the Lord. Nor is the Bhagavatam not different from the Lord. Nor is the holy name not different from the Lord. In the first canto, you read about the passing away of Bhishmadeva. Of Bhishmadeva, he departed from the planet, meditating in the lotus feet of the Lord. So Prabhupada says, if we are fortunate enough to be hearing the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita at the moment of death, then that is equivalent to Bhishmadeva departing while meditating in the Lord's lotus feet. In other words, hearing the Bhagavatam and the Gita is at par with meditating in the Lord's lotus feet. So we should hear very attentively. Now, Prabhupada says, who is the rascal who don't understand the Supreme Lord? Krishna has made this point many times. Who is the rascal who don't understand my transcendental nature? Krishna is Aja. What does Aja mean?
Unborn.
And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharma se kalani bhavati bhavati. Vishnu the dharma se hai. Dadadadam Sri Jamadam. So Sri Jam in Prabhupada's phrase means manifest. So the Supreme Lord doesn't take birth as you and I. He manifests himself on his own free choice. He chooses his own devotees as a mother and father. And when he appears, what do they do? He performs superhuman activities. These days, many they claim they are incarnations. 3 years ago, I met one such incarnation. We were participating in an interfaith dialogue, and this incarnation said, why do people say Krishna is supreme? Why do you say there is only one Krishna? We are all Krishnas and we can all become Krishna. I said, Krishna, when he appears, he performs so many superhuman activities. Can you imitate any one of them? He said, no, I haven't done it today. It doesn't mean I can't do it before. So, Prabhupada used to say, sign doesn't get his post in the checks. You give the money now and tomorrow and they get that less. So, Krishna appears and disappears. Completely transcendental. And Prabhupada is objecting to in the purport, people misinterpreting the Bhagavad Gita. Why did Prabhupada present the Bhagavad Gita but under the title Bhagavad Gita edited? Prabhupada explains in the introduction. Prabhupada says, an American lady once asked him, Swamiji, please recommend Bhagavad Gita to me. And Prabhupada said, I honestly could not recommend it. But then, why? Because most of the translation had distorted me. The Prabhupada published the Bhagavad Gita under the title Bhagavad Gita edited, because he wanted people to get the message edited. This edition of the Bhagavad Gita that we read to, In the second translation of Prabhupada, once, about 40 years ago, you know, in 1930 and 40, Prabhupada translated the whole Bhagavad Gita. He was looking for a publisher. He couldn't find one. And finally he found somebody in Southern India, in Madras, who was interested in financing it. He said, "Swamiji, can you show me your manuscript?" So when Prabhupada went back to Calcutta, he took a manuscript. This he discovered. The manuscript was sold by someone in the house as old paper. But he didn't get discouraged. He translated again. The late Brahmananda Swami, Swami, you know Brahmananda Prabhu? He was very dear to Prabhupada. So he told us how Prabhupada got a Bhagavad Gita edited, published by Prabhupada. Prabhupada had come to America with first Indian 3 volumes, explained it in the Sunday lecture, and the manuscript of the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada, through his devotee, approached many publishers in New York to publish the Bhagavad Gita. And none of them were interested. They saw the manuscript. At that time, the Prabhupada in America, they produced a happening record, the Hare Krishna mantra. Those were the days when we used to have the big record, when they were 33 or 45, I think 33, the big record. They produced one in New York. And it was advertised in the Village Voice, which was a happy newspaper in America at that time. I remember someday. So one accountant working for Macmillan Company, you know, heard of Macmillan? No. No one will give me books, that's why. It's a big publishing house. And they first published the Bhagavad Gita. It's a very respected publishing house. So an accountant working for the Macmillan Company wanted that happening record, which was sung by Prabhupada. So he wrote to the address that was given, please send me one record. And he wrote the letter on the Macmillan letterhead. But he was not supposed to do that. So Prabhupada saw that letter written on Macmillan letterhead. So Prabhupada thought, boy, we're looking for a publisher for Bhagavad Gita. Maybe Macmillan. So Prabhupada went to Prabhupada and said, "Someone from Macmillan wants your record, Prabhupada. Should I send it by post?" Prabhupada said, "No, don't send it by post. Go yourself and deliver this record." The Brahmana dressed up nicely, went to this man's office. "You wanted a record? Here is the record." The man was very happy. And when Brahmana was talking to this man, the editor of the religious sections of the Macmillan's publishing division was sitting in an accountant's office. So the accountant introduced Brahmananda to this gentleman and said, "He's the editor of our religious section." And Brahmananda said, "Religious section? Our spiritual teacher has written a Bhagavad Gita as it is." And then a very detailed account of the real philosophy. And the editor said, "Oh, that's exactly what I was looking for. I got a Buddhist text, I got a Christian text, and you said, I was just sitting in my Bhagavad Gita. He said, I'll bring it to you tomorrow. And I'm going to lend that to old Prabhupada. So then Prabhupada gave the manuscript and he showed it to the editor and liked it. And that's how the Bhagavad Gita got published by it. So Prabhupada's whole purport is devoted to understanding the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there are many references to conditioning the mind correctly. Krishna says, Mandalabhava Mandalabhava. Krishna says that one must control the mind. Then what happened?
This brain.
One must control the mind. And then Krishna also says, how to engage the mind. Think of me. One knows everything. Think of me as one who is the oldest person. We sing the song, Govinda Madhu Purusam Mahabhavayami. Govinda, you are the original person. Krishna says, think of me as one of the all pervasive. Who is smaller than the smallest. Krishna resides in the heart of the atom, in the heart of the end. He's bigger than the biggest. And one of the oldest, Adhya Purana Purusha Mangalamcha. In the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Adhya Purana Purusha. You are the oldest. Adhya Purana Mangalamcha. When you appear, what is this appear? Thou in the oldest, he appears ever youthful. So Krishna has given various ways that we can think about him. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read about Lord Chaitanya's tour of southern India, the Lord Chaitanya met Ramananda Roy on the banks of the river Godavari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, many questions. One of the questions he asked was, what should the living entity constantly think? And Ramananda Roy said, think of the Lord's form, pastimes, teachings. So the various ways we can think about Krishna, think about his pastimes. Very soon, just another or a month, or less than a month, you're going to celebrate the anniversary, the auspicious appearance day of the Lord. So start thinking about the Lord's pastimes. Prabhupada encouraged us to read the Krishna book. Prabhupada, when he came to America, he resumed his translation. But he didn't know how long he would stay on the planet. And Prabhupada thought the 10th canto is the most important. So he summarized the 10th canto in the Krishna book because he wanted us to know Krishna's pastimes in its pure form, not distorted form. So he gave us the Krishna book. So as we are heading for Janmasthami, we should start reading, of course, if you read on a regular basis, especially start reading the Krishna book. Start reading Krishna's pastimes. And Krishna's pastimes are so delicious, so enjoyable. You can think about them all day and night. Just like a Bhagavan Gita or any Indian Gita, you've heard these pastimes 1,000 times. But still when you hear them, they feel like they appear ever fresh. So think about the Lord's pastimes. Think about his teachings. Teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. When you think about Krishna's teachings, these teachings are wonderful from the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita you read that when the Lord departed, Arjuna felt very sad. He started meditating those pastimes, when he was successful, got on Lord's help. But then he began to meditate on Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. And when he meditated on Krishna's instructions, he really felt that Krishna was right there next to him. The Prabhupada explains that just like Arjuna was meditating on Krishna's instructions, we should all meditate on Krishna's instructions in the Gita. And that way, meditation is not a form of Krishna. But Krishna emphasizes thinking of him. Krishna says, Tasmat Sameshu Kaleshu Mamanamani Yudhisha. The mind and intelligence dedicated to me is number five. That is the seven substance. You should train the mind positively. In the nectar of devotion, Rupa Goswami has given us many rules. Do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa and Sanatana on the basis of, on the principles of devotional service. He told them to go to Vrindavan and write books on devotional service. Identify places where the Lord has performed in pastimes and inspire instruction of temples. So Rupa Goswami gave us many wonderful books. They are also known as Rupa Dugas, and these followers of Rupa Goswami. And one of the books he gave us was Nectar of Devotion, originally published as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Prabhupada said, the purpose of all these rules and regulations is to come to the point you always remember Krishna and never So that's our bottom line. That's like the bottom line of any business enterprise is to make a profit. Our bottom line is always think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. That is possible. We change around attentively, read the books, develop a mood of humility, associate with sadhana. So to summarize the verse, the Lord is responding here to devotees' prayers. Devotee, when he saw the Lord has manifested himself, she and her husband desired that the Lord transform himself into an ordinary child. And Devaki offered prayers to the Supreme Lord. So after she offered prayer, the Lord responded. Lord said, my dear mother, you previously appeared as Krishna. And my father was there, appeared as Siddhartha. Then he appeared as a deity. And my father appeared as a Brahmana. And now you are appearing as Devaki as Mahatma. So this is the third time I took silence. Lord and your son. And since you have requested that I transform myself into an ordinary child, I'll do that. And the Lord did that. The Lord, nothing is invisible. So Prabhupada and the purpose is encouraging us to accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, and follow the Bhagavad Gita. And then in the purpose, Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada quotes Lord Chaitanya. Yāyadākatāya pa Krishna upale. Whatever you see, please tell them about Krishna. So that's the view you should have. Yāyadākatāya pa Krishna upale. Please send messenger of Lord. We should not be selfish. That's only about our own liberation. We should also endeavor to give this knowledge to others. So, as we approach Janamaskri, we should repeat our meditation of the Lord. And if we meditate positively, there won't be room for negative meditation. Prabhupada used to explain, if a glass is full of milk, you can't add water. So the mind is engaged positively, there will be no room for negative engagement. And if we try, Krishna will help. Everything is based on Shravanam and Kirtanam. By Shravanam, Kirtanam is good, and Vishnu Smaranam also is good. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
How many of us in the class? You can have a water sprinkler for the sleeping beauty. Any questions? Yeah.
So now you're talking about you
could take one of the questions.
You could end the verse. You could end the verse thereby. We can understand the Krishna by the service. So, Sevanam Pijivada, can you just elaborate that point?
You see, we can't understand the Lord by your material senses. Hashi Krishna Mani Nama Vaya Gandhiyai. People try to understand the Lord by academic study or Sanskrit or English or whatever. You can't understand the Lord. If we take it in private devotional service, that's like when Prabhupada was on the planet, Indians would come up to him and say, "Your Western disciples don't know how to pronounce." Prabhupada would say, "They may not know how to pronounce, but they are ready to devotion service." So the point is, they may not pronounce the shlokas correctly, but because they are ready to devotion service, they know Krishna is supreme, whereas others who may be able to export in reciting mantra, but they are not engaged in devotional service, but they will know God. Okay. Any more questions?
Raj, when we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, can we think that Krishna's pastime this is for we think the sound vibration of Hare Krishna?
In the initial stages, trying to concentrate on the sound. But as you progress spiritually, then you meditate on Krishna's pastime all the time. Then you don't even dream about Krishna. Yes, why not? Krishna is passing and it came up at any time. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.